Well, located in Clarksburg, the Old Sugar Mill is home to more than a dozen local wineries along the Delta. But this summer, the historic venue was at risk of foreclosure after the untimely passing of its owner. However, the sugar mill remained open. In response, a group of winemaking tenants joined together to keep tastings and production operating as usual over the last several months. And the new year does come with some much-needed stability, new ownership. David Ogilvie is the owner and winemaker of Silt Wine Company and led the Old Sugar Mill tenant group, and he joins us now with an update. Welcome.
Thank you. It's so great to be back.
Yeah, it's a happy update, but just for people just learning about this, the backstory, what happened last summer?
Yeah, so it was really unfortunate. The previous owner, who everyone really loved, you know, learning more about him, there was so much love for the previous owner, Mr. Quinman, and you know, he passed away and very quickly, and kind of left this situation where ownership of the sugar mill was in doubt, and his successors were not available. It was obvious that it was going to end up back into the hands of his creditors, the banks. So, like you mentioned, we kind of realized this, and at the beginning of July, we kind of banded together, and I have to say, we accomplished what we set out to do. It was a great experience. You know, we banded together to keep the place running and open. A lot of people saw the big foreclosure word, and they just assumed that we were closed, but, you know, we've never closed. We've been open this whole time, and doing the events. We had many weddings that were scheduled, and we ran the weddings. The Carvalho family came in and ran those weddings and made those brides very happy, all those families. And we had other events that were scheduled, non-wedding events and promotional events, and we just kept them going. And we all banded together. We could not have done it with all the new friends we made along the way. We, in particular, Ashley at PG&E helped us out. Friends at the county, including Tammy, who helped us with water compliance at Yolo County. And waste management helped a lot, and Grow West Trucking when we needed to move some wastewater. I mean, they just, everyone kind of, you really felt that community, like your previous guest kept mentioning. You know, that community is so important, and in the town of Clarksburg, we have it in spades. And of course, we couldn't have done all of this without all the tenants that banded together. Everyone contributed in their own special way, some more than others. But you know, the guys that had the means to contribute time instead of funds, you know, or less time or more time, and everyone just in the end, it all came together. And our goal was to get ourselves through to new ownership. And that finally happened.
I mean, and you're saying this as someone with a family that has deep ties to Clarksburg. I mean, for those who haven't been to the sugar mill, what is the history and the significance of the Old Sugar Mill? Because it is more than a place simply for wine tastings. And I mean, it is a big deal for the tenants that call the sugar mill home.
Yeah. So the sugar mill has a special place in my heart because my great-grandfather, who moved to Clarksburg in 1921, drove a horse-drawn carriage with my great-grandmother down J Street, is how the story goes, and got down to Clarksburg and set up his farm company there. And, you know, back then, people were growing all sorts of different things, and eventually sugar beets became pretty popular. And my great-grandfather was very active in Farm Bureau and eventually was part of a group that brought amalgamated sugar to Clarksburg to build this sugar mill, the sugar beet factory. And that sugar beet factory was brought in the 30s and kept running until the mid-90s when it closed down. And the Carvalho family then took it on and turned it in more to what it is today, a grouping of wineries. And what's so great about it is it shows a testament, it's a testament to a farming community changing its landscape based on what they need to help that community survive. And before it was a sugar beet factory when all the farmers were growing sugar beets. But in the starting with families in the late 60s, including my grandfather, started growing wine grapes. And in by the 80s and 90s, into the 90s, there's a lot more wine grapes. And so John Carvalho said, hey, you know, I'm going to get this group together and we're going to buy the sugar beet factory. We're going to convert it into what this town needs, which is a facility to produce wine.
Yeah, because it's wine production and storage as well as tastings.
Exactly. And I personally don't have our tasting room. Silt Wine Company is in an old barn on our grandparents' property just outside of Clarksburg, closer to West Sacramento. But I make all my wine there as a custom crush facility.
So what can you tell us about the new ownership? And when it comes to the tenants, how are they feeling about this change for the new year?
Yes, all the tenants are very excited. New ownership, they would like to stay anonymous at this point, but I can say that they've been a pleasure to work with so far. And they are a local family also. They're local to Yolo County. So that really helps keep that community alive. And, you know, I've worked with them, you know, personally in discussions on what needs to be done at the facility. They've been very, very receptive and looking forward to new opportunities for the sugar mill, you know, fixing what needs to be maintained properly. There's some deferred maintenance that needs to be attended to, and they've owned the place for 3 weeks and they already have stuff in the works. So it's just great to see. They're saying all the right things. It's been pretty exciting. So, and I know a lot of the other tenants with tasting rooms are also excited, and they've been in talks to get leases done and in an appropriate manner. And it's been a good experience so far.
When it comes to the experience of someone visiting the sugar mill, whether they're a wine club member going for the weekend or going to one of the many events that are at the sugar mill, it seems like it pretty much just still feels the same. The experience for them hasn't changed, even though there's been a lot happening behind the scenes.
100%. I mean, the place has really not changed to, you know, the naked eye. People coming by, they commonly say, oh, I thought you guys were closed. And, you know, no, we're not. And
that must have been frustrating.
Very frustrating, all these tenants. And so now we're trying to build back and get the word out that, hey, we never closed, but we're open and we're moving forward. We still have great events coming up, exciting events. We've, of course, you know, Valentine's Day, who doesn't want to enjoy a good glass of wine and chocolate on Valentine's Day? So we have our wine port and chocolate event where we're going to have a dozen vendors there and a whole bunch of chocolate. Every tasting room is going to have some chocolate, chocolate apples, chocolate popcorn. And then right after that, on the 19th, we're bringing music back. Bump City always loves to have music going, and so
yeah, the one of the owners of Bump City is a member of Tower of Power.
Yes, exactly. He's a great guy. It's been fun to get to know him. Just a big man, big personality, and just all around great guy. And they're bringing music, and so we got music at the mill on the 19th from 6 to 8:30. It's a band called Memory Lane Band, and then we're always looking for other events to continue doing, the events we've had in the past, just bringing them back. April is National Art Month, and so every weekend in April there's going to be you know, art exhibits throughout the sugar mill. So if you're a big art fan, come on out.
Well, thank you so much, David. I'm so happy that there's like a new promising chapter to the old sugar mill, to already a pretty storied long history in the Delta.
Yes, for sure. It's just everyone's very excited, and we're really looking forward to what the future holds.
David Ogilvie is the owner and winemaker of Silt Wine Company, and he led the old sugar mill tenant group in response to the historic building being at risk of foreclosure. That's no longer the case. The sugar mill has been very much open for business, and they are celebrating new ownership with the new year. Still ahead, the Modesto Opera will join us with a rendition of a timeless classic, Cinderella. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.